Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with a national boggle champion. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The studio is packed with trivia contestants, the first random review of the new season appears, and Shane can't fight that feeling anymore. He's forgotten what he started fighting for.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of The Scope. I believe this is show number 15. Very special show. We are joined today by six live studio audience members. Very exciting for our first stab at a real-life game show. We'll be getting to that a little bit. Before I do the introductions of the studio audience, let's jump into the introductions for the rest of the Scope crew. Sitting to my right this time, it's Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Shane.
Thank you.
Look at him. He's excited.
Always excited, always bringing that high-level energy.
It's a little less morose than last time.
Wow.
Wow.
He doesn't like almost it. Broke it that time.
Adam throwing things in his typically surly manner. No. The guy running the show from a technical standpoint is Jared. I can't see him today, so, I mean, this is crazy
The
business.
Physical placement means so much to everyone out there.
Yeah, well, I'll explain it. For our big game show, we have a new studio set up. We are looking directly at our audience this time rather than scattered around the studio. And
I'm not. I'm avoiding eye contact at all.
Which is your way.
Yes, it is. But, yeah, let's get into the introductions of these guys. There's six of them. They're excited or in comas, I can't tell. Let's start with to the left, it's Sean. I've never met him before. He's written into the show often.
Hey, how you doing?
He loves us. Sean, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And he's sitting down and scared. Number two, obviously the toughest guy in the studio. So. He could beat anybody up. He's got crabs. It's Jeff.
Hello.
Or at least crabs on his shirts. Jeff, I've never met you before. Nice hair.
Thank you.
You look slightly like the guy who is the dude on Prison Break who's chasing the Prison Break people.
I'm his boyfriend.
Look like Tony Hawk.
You're like a younger, handsomer version of him.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Wow. Don't pop any pills here. Third person is Aaron. I hope you have the same attitude and excitement as your brother.
Yes.
Tell me an embarrassing story about your brother. One thing that he did growing up that you can't believe he did.
He was always nice to me. Noel was the one that was mean.
Oh, the other brother.
Yeah, that's true. Tell a story about him then.
He used to pick me up by my head.
Really? Well, that explains that funny shape. Oh.
Wow.
Sorry. You're a very attractive young lady. No problems there. Fourth studio member today. He's been in the audience. He's been in the show. He's judged. He's critiqued. It's John with
thank
crazy
you.
Hair. John, thank you.
Love you all.
You are a last-minute addition to the show. You were supposed to be in the next trivia pop culture contest. But
makes me feel like crap, but thanks.
Well, no, you're just that important that you can be anywhere at any time.
You got bumped up to the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
It's my turn.
Yep,
I can do it.
You're going to make this thing run fantastic.
Make it happen, Rudy.
I'm a winner.
I'm a champion.
The fifth person in the studio and second woman, it's Karen. Welcome to the show. Kansas fan. Did they win today?
Probably not.
Probably not, yeah. Not known for their football prowess.
Not so much.
Thank you very much. Mike, making you uncomfortable. Finally, the man in flannel. It's Earl Lucas, unofficial fourth member of the program.
No.
Yes, thank you.
No, Adam says no.
Well, that's because Adam hates me.
Adam, why do you hate Earl? Earl was talking about it yesterday.
Knives down, come on.
It's not hate. It's just a difference of opinion, I think, right?
I suppose.
All right.
Earl wants
it to be hate. So.
And you guys can adjust the mics. You can adjust the mics.
We encourage it, in fact.
Move it around a little bit.
No, I'm hip. I'm turning.
Are we going to Earl?
The only thing is off limits. You cannot put it down your pants.
I like getting my Lemmy pose. Leave me alone.
Earl, would you like me to get you a phone book that you can see?
Oh.
Sean's going to need it, too.
Probably.
I'm done.
There you go.
Earl already getting more mic time than anyone else on the show.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yes. Well, these six people will be back in the show to really make it happen in just a few minutes. You know, we don't know how long it's going to run, so let's just...
So pack a lunch.
So pack a lunch, and I'm going to throw it over to Jared. He's got some exciting news.
Wow.
And from there, we'll just jump into the show. But Jared, please enlighten us with all the impressive things you do outside of the scope.
You know, you always like to put some sort of dressing on it to make it more exciting than it is. Really, I guess I just wanted
my
to say
covering.
That one of my little band, Possible Oscar, last show, not
one
this.
One of his bands. Yeah. He's got so many.
I have 14. I have them in every state of the union. Come on. No. hey, shut up. So anyway, I had two songs on the most recent, as of now, Dr. Domino show.
Yes.
The song we played last time, Earn Hollywood Earn, actually made it to the number 5 in the Funny 5 countdown. And then they also played another song of mine called Dead Nintendo.
Give yourself a fake applause sound effect.
Can I? All right. So there we go.
Effects.
And I checked the playlist for this coming show. Nothing. But what do you do?
What?
Nothing. Sorry, John.
You're off. John's standing
Who
up.
Made it? Who was on the top
it's
5?
It's all Halloween themed stuff,
oh,
so
oh,
I'm not
that's
surprised.
Right. Aaron, how proud of you are you of your brother who's...
extremely proud.
And then shout it to the world so everyone can hear what you said.
Wow.
I'm very proud.
Okay.
Thanks.
Not... I'm sorry.
I'm going to throw this at you.
Yeah, I think we're going to avoid them standing up to the mic until they have to. By the way, in that last sentence, Jared, you said, so and anyway, two of the words that people use when they play drinking games
well,
when it
yeah.
comes to me. Because I say them all the time.
Superfan Michael is probably drunk by now.
Yeah, that jerk.
Well, but does he drink just to you or does he drink to anyone?
Probably just to me.
We'll
get into that later, guys. But as you know, I tend to use some words over and over again. And our so-called fans like to point it out and make me feel small.
You used the word
smaller
so
than,
again.
Did I say so?
You said so-called.
Oh, well. What are you
going to
do?
You need to be taken down a peg.
Thank you.
I think Adam doesn't even want to be here.
Adam,
I just look over at this. I can hear sighs.
That's nothing new for our shows.
Adam so. Never wants to be here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I beat you to the punch on that one. I know you had to walk up to the mic.
I had a mile and a half walk. They're putting me kind of like, why don't you go play in your yard and catch the ball if it goes over there?
Oh, you're like the right fielder. Stand
yes.
Adam, is there anything,
moving on.
Anything you want to talk about today?
No.
Have you got any great dates?
I want to get right to this so I can go to poker. So let's.
Oh, we know how
so
where your
is,
priorities are.
This is number 2 priority for
yes.
you.
It's a big game. It's a $180 win first place.
Wow, of M&M's.
Oh, well, that's
yes.
awesome.
Oh, of hats. Too.
Of
candy
hats.
And hats. That's all
right.
I play for.
Well, let's make Adam happy, shall we?
Yes.
I mean, our studio audience is actually talking amongst them this, amongst themselves, not paying attention. So let's get into this show. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. That's the thing we were talking about. It's the thing that has 6 studio members playing. It's exciting. We've got reviews. We've got Under the Scope. We've got Adam and Earl fighting in a steel cage match, if everything plays out correctly. So everybody, thank you for being here for episode 15. This is The Scope. We'll be back in just a minute.
You've got questions. Tony's got answers. It's time for Ask Tony. Dear Tony, who would win in a fight between Wolverine and Batman? My money is on Wolverine. Super healing and adamantium. Not even bats can top that. Signed, Marvelous in Milwaukee.
Dear Marvelous, I've put a lot of deep thought into your question. I've weighed the strengths and weaknesses of both characters. I've read all of their comics and memorized their origin stories. I've even consulted with a number of comic book historians. And after all of that, I have a definitive answer. Who gives a shit, you fucking dork? While you think about men in tights, I'll be on the town, getting down with beautiful woman after beautiful woman. Thanks for being a loyal fan. This is The Scope.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Tony, send your question...
Wow, are you terrible? Why don't you leave the voiceover work to the professionals, pal? Don't you have some girls to not ask out? If you would like me, Tony Partington, to impose my advice on you and set you on a path to glory, send your tales of woe and misery to asktony@thescopeshow.com. I promise not to be too destructive, but let's face it, the truth hurts. And it hurts some of you more than others. Now, back to The Scope.
From a subterranean studio deep in suburban Minneapolis, a game of knowledge and wits has begun. It's The Scope World Series of Pop Culture. This week, two teams face off in the internet's fiercest trivia competition. At stake, a place in the finals, and one step closer to ultimate victory. And let's meet the host of tonight's festivities, the Quizmaster General himself, Shane.
Thanks, Jared. As you just announced, this is the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. It's a competition to find out how much people know about the trivia that matters most to the hosts of the Scope. I know you're all dying to start the competition, but first, let's meet the teams. Jared?
Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. The perfect ingredients for a world-class hamburger, and the perfect name for this trio of trivia masters. MC Double B plan on transforming their competition into Grade C Chuck, and walking away with the Scope World Series of Pop Culture Championship. Beware, trivia posers. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun is here to dominate. Competing against Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun is... Tenacious 3! The triumvirate known as Tenacious 3 have three goals in the Scope World of Pop Culture. Have a fun time, maybe answer a couple of questions, and may the best and most deserving team win. Not! These three trivia sharks can came to dominate, and they'll stop at nothing to bring home the top prize.
Thanks, Jared. The format of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture is quite simple, contestants. After I announce the category, each team must select one representative to answer these questions. The team that answers the most questions in the round wins, but if there's a tie, we'll move on to a tiebreaker category. The player that loses will be eliminated from the game. We'll continue this format until all members of one team are out. The winning team will move on to the championship round, facing off against the victors from the next show. One important note, page 2, a team cannot select the same player to compete in consecutive rounds. An effective strategy could win the game, and a poor strategy could lose it. So let's get this game underway, shall we? Our first category for tonight is Brilliant But Cancelled. These are critically acclaimed television shows cancelled in the first season. Teams, please select a representative and send them to the microphone.
There's a lot of deliberation going on.
Yes, tonight. Adam, you can talk.
Well, I'm trying to go with the play-by-play here to fill in some data.
Thank you. Tenacious 3, very confident in who they're sending up. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. Earl sitting, standing.
The name of this category, also a TV show on whatever that network was that I can't
Trio.
Remember. Trio.
Thank also
you.
Canceled.
Thank you very much. Okay, Team Tenacious 3, please introduce yourself.
I'm Jeff.
That's Jeff. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. And thank Team you. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun, please introduce yourself.
I am Earl.
Earl, also thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We had a coin flip before the program started, and Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun won, so they will be starting. Are you ready?
Chitara!
They're shaking hands.
Enoch-chop!
Let's begin the first episode, first category of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. Question 1. Claire Danes starred in this 1994 high school drama that later re-aired on MTV. It's for you, Earl. First questions are easiest.
Heartbreak High School.
Heartbreak High School. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tenacious 3, this is your opportunity to steal. If you get this correct, you'll be up 1-0. Jeff.
My So-Called Life.
That is correct. Tenacious 3 leads 1-0. Second question is for Jeff. Let's continue. A spaceship crew moves from job to job on the fringes of civilization in this 2002 sci-fi western.
Don't know.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Let's give Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun a chance to tie it. Earl, do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes.
Buying time, I like it. A spaceship crew moves from job to job on the fringes of civilization in this 2002 sci-fi western.
Firefly.
That is correct.
Ooh.
The score is tied, 1-1. Question 3. Earl, this 1999 drama centers on Lindsay and Sam Weir as they adjust to high school life in 1980.
And what?
I'll repeat the question.
Thank you.
This 1999 drama centers on Lindsay and Sam Weir as they adjust to high school life in the year 1980.
Geeks and Freaks. Or Freaks and Geeks.
Judges, that's you, Adam.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's fine. It's fine with
we'll
me.
We'll give it to you. It is Freaks and Geeks. We're not hard asses here on the scope.
For Earl, sometimes we are.
Just keep pace, Jeff. You need to answer this question correctly. Bruce Campbell starred in this 1993 Wild West adventure in which the lead character tracked down a mysterious orb. Hitting his head with the microphone.
I was a good move.
Listeners are now deaf.
Have a sip of beer. That'll make the answer come. No beer drinking in the VH1 version, Adam.
Well, nothing on camera, anyway, Shane.
Fair enough. Jeff, do you have an answer?
I do not.
I would like to point out real quick that he got My So-Called Life, but did not get this.
That's good for two.
Or Firefly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Earl, this is your opportunity to steal and go up 3-1.
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.?
That is correct.
I didn't know it either, for what it's worth. You shouldn't feel bad.
Let's get a recap on the score. It is 3-1 with meat cheese, or as I have written down here, meat ches, bacon bun.
I love ches on a burger.
Earl, let me break this down for you. This is question number 5. If you get this correct, you will win the category, and Jeff will be eliminated from the game.
That makes me feel bad about it.
Then you shouldn't be
playing. All right, let's go.
Stephen Karp makes the transition to college life in this 2001 comedy from the creator of Geeks and Freaks, or Freaks and Geeks.
Putting some thought into it. Sideburns are flexing.
I go out on the severest limb of all and say James at 15.
James at 15 is incorrect.
Damn.
Jeff, this is your opportunity to steal. Let me remind you, if you do not get this correct, you will be eliminated from the game.
Can you repeat the question?
I certainly can. Stephen Karp makes the transition to college life in this 2001 comedy from the creator of Freaks and Geeks. Oh my goodness. Harder than I thought they would be, Adam.
This is sad. Are you Yoda?
Yes, it is.
This one is particularly difficult, I would say.
Okay, well, it's number 5.
I don't think anyone watched Freaks and Geeks either, so.
Do you have an answer, Jeff?
Is it the Mike O'Malley show?
I'll give you a half a point for that fantastically creative answer, but no, it is not. I'm sorry. The correct answer is Undeclared. Undeclared.
Of course.
Jeff, thanks for playing. You've been eliminated from the Scope World Series of Pop Culture.
Thank you.
Trivia contest. Have a seat. So, meat, cheese, bacon, bun jumps out to an early lead. Earl, you may sit down.
Thank you.
3-1. Let's move on to Category 2 and see if the Tenacious 3 can tie it up. Category 2 is movie music. These are songs that have been featured in motion pictures. Please select a representative.
A lot of tense looks out there. A lot of back and forth. Shoulders shrugging. The audience is tense, waiting.
Yes.
Who will be the selected representative? Who will lead their team to
Teams,
glory?
Please send someone to the mic.
Keep in mind that your loved ones will not be harmed if you lose.
Rock, paper, scissors to decide it for MCW.
Thank you, color commentator.
It's more play-by-play once again.
Okay,
Shane.
Play-by-play.
Don't mic your larynx.
You're doing both.
He's got a vocoder, all right? He needs it.
Tenacious 3, please introduce yourself.
I'm Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Excited?
Super.
A little nervous being down 3-2?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can
a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
And standing to your left, a member from Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun, please introduce yourself.
I am Meat John.
Hello, Meat John. Let's start with round 2. Tenacious 3, you will be starting the round. Question 1. What heavy metal band sang the theme song for the 1987 horror movie A Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors? Sean, pissing his pants.
Just because you were one doesn't mean you
don't
know.
Mouthing cuss words. Aaron, don't show your age and get this correct.
I was 5.
What was the year?
1987.
Okay, five. I heard 3 for some reason.
I screwed up. It was
Cinderella.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
My teammates' response.
John, quick chance to jump out into the lead and steal this question. Can I have an answer? John, I expected to know this answer, but he clearly does not.
Damn it.
Shane, did you know the answer to this one?
Oh, of course.
Okay. I didn't.
We need a guess.
Alice Cooper.
Great guess, but that is incorrect. The correct answer is Dokken.
I would have said Jackal.
And the name of the song was Dream Warriors, so...
Yes, it was.
I mean, it was very literal. Let's move over to Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. They still have an opportunity to take an early lead. John, question number two. What punk rock superstar received a bit of a career boost due to his song, Lust for Life, being featured in the 1996 movie Trainspotting?
The singer of the song?
The singer of the song.
Iggy Pop.
That is correct. I gotta hold on. I need to do...
What's going on?
Okay.
Are you unprepared?
Shane does not know how to score this.
Okay. Scores 1-0. Hey, this is the first time through. Give me a break. Aaron, question number three. They get harder as we go along. Name the song that played over the volleyball montage in the 1986 movie Top Gun. I think you were four at this time.
Wow. How
the cars roll. How things go.
It's not as if the movie has disappeared, though.
I can see him
it's
flexing.
Out there.
You can see him flexing.
I think most people can.
Are you thinking of Sean when you say that?
No.
Wow.
Heading for a heartache.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. John, another chance to steal. Take a...
I hate this movie, too. Highway to the Danger Zone.
That song was featured in Top Gun, but it was not the song in the volleyball montage.
What was it?
The song was Playing with the Boys.
And how?
That is absolutely gay.
John adding sound effects for us.
This is absolutely not gay.
John, question four. In the 2001 movie Shrek, Smash Mouth scored a big hit with a cover to what monkey's tune? Earl apparently got a touchdown.
Wow. He's trying to find inspiration in the ceiling.
His hand is stuck in all the product in his hair.
There's no product.
I know.
Shame.
Our audience doesn't know that, though.
I'm a believer.
That is correct.
Hooray!
Let's recap the score. Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun is leading 2-0 with two questions remaining. Aaron, that means you must get this question right to stay in the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 5. What song played in the background of the infamous ear-cutting scene in the 1992 film Reservoir Dogs? Reservoir Dogs.
If you folks were watching this at home, it would be a nail biter. Since you're listening to it, you're probably...
Any play-by-play or color you want to add to this, Adam? Are you surprised by the results so far?
I don't know. I'm just singing the song in my head.
Okay.
Wow. I kind of want
it in my head.
Adam's played.
Aaron, if you want to sing it a little bit out loud for us, that might help jog your memory and entertain our audience.
Is the heat of the lights
is
getting to
little
you?
Little Green Bag. I know that's in the movie somewhere, but...
Little Green Bag, your answer? I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Stuck in the Middle.
Yeah.
Also featured in a great episode of Malcolm in the Middle. The only good episode of Malcolm.
Thank
Weren't you supposed to let John steal it?
No, they won.
The category, it's done, it's complete. John has won 2-0. We do not need to give the final question.
Oh, thank you.
Aaron, thank you. You've been...
Score is...
Whoops, I hit the wrong button.
3.5 stars.
Aaron, thank you for playing. You're eliminated. Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun rolling. This could be the shortest Scope show in history. So it's... Now, hold on. You can sit down, Karen. You don't necessarily have to go back up for this.
Oh, that's true. I don't.
So let's recap. Tenacious 3, down to one team member. meat, cheese, bacon, bun, still in it with all three. Adam, what is your opinion so far?
I appreciate you guys going so quickly so I can get to my poker game. It's very nice of you. The payout will obviously go to you guys as well. So
fantastic.
I'm kind of surprised by the outcome. Although I didn't know which categories were going to show up in the first round. I thought if certain categories fell a certain way that this would be the opposite of the way it is. But
it's unfortunate for Erin because I think she probably could have got a lot of the other questions if she just wouldn't have been able to go first.
That's the thing.
Anyone born after 75 shouldn't be responsible for answering questions about metal bands or any Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
We'll keep that in mind for the second edition.
Because I wouldn't have gotten it either.
Well, when you go on your own and make your own quiz show, knock yourself out.
I am recording another one at the poker match. So.
Excellent. It's Adam's Poker Cast.
Fantastic. Well, let's move on to round three, possibly the final round. I will give the category topic, and team members must select a representative. The category topic is David Fincher projects. These are all projects from the director, David Fincher.
No.
Tenacious 3 sending up their lone representative already. It's exciting.
Hey.
Not just director, also accomplished basketball player.
Yes.
Street pickup games.
Well, you know Sean pretty well.
Oh, no, I was referring to David Fincher, but yes, Sean too. Sean's also a Foursquare champion, hardcore Foursquare champion.
Do you have a question?
I do play dodgeball.
He's an avid bow hunter as well.
What? He's the only one. No, actually, Earl in this round, Earl can go up.
It's one of you two.
It's one of the two of you. No, it's
you just can't go back to
you
back.
You can't go back to back. Oh, that is the rule. So if Earl wants to step up, he can. Uh-oh.
It looks like cheating to me.
John's saying he will give him.
He's wishing me luck. Yeah.
I love you.
You just had to whisper it, man. That was good.
For meat, cheese, bacon, bun, Earl is back up. And Team Tenacious 3, please identify yourself.
Sean.
Last person. Are you nervous, Sean?
Always.
Always. Well, you should be because it's looking quite grim for you. Let's start the third category. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. You will start this with question one.
Well, I'm ready to start it.
David Fincher directed this 1995 thriller where the line, "What's in the box?" became famous.
Seven.
That is correct. Go down there. Question two is for Sean. The first major motion picture Fincher directed was the third entry in this franchise.
Remember, the movie franchise is not fast food franchises. Mm-hmm.
It would not be,
just to be clear.
Arby's 3. Wow, I really thought he would just clean it up, but...
Yeah.
It is a oddly worded question.
Can you repeat it? If it's oddly worded, can you repeat it, please?
Clue
word
going
it correctly.
On here?
Word it correctly.
Huh?
We just want an interesting show role.
No,
David Fincher directed the third...
entry?
Third entry?
Yeah.
Or the second sequel to this movie franchise. And it was his first major directorial display.
Display, interesting choice of words.
I do not know.
Okay. Earl?
You want?
Would you like to try to steal this?
Anything happen to me if I don't?
You just wouldn't get the question.
Okay.
Earl, please.
Do you want the series?
I want
movie?
The movie name.
What the correct
answer? I'm going to say it's the Red Dragon.
Red Dragon?
Now you know it?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Can I go back and answer?
You cannot go
back.
Wow.
Can I go back?
Wow.
Can
you tell
I totally expected that to come up in his
face.
I thought
Earl
locked that one up.
I thought that was a knockout blow right there.
The correct answer?
Hannibal, wasn't it?
No. The correct answer is Alien 3.
Alien 3?
Yes. Wow.
And Earl.
Hannibal.
Shocked. Earl, you're not out of it. You're in commanding lead right now. We're going on to question three.
Three.
This is your chance to go up 2-0.
Okay.
Fincher directed this film, which has the odd honor of originally getting a grade of D by Entertainment Weekly, only to later be ranked the number one DVD, rather, on Entertainment Weekly's list of top 50 DVDs you need to own. Name the movie.
Sean giving him the stare down. Trying to psych him out.
Yeah. Or he's flirting.
Well, could be either one.
You'll note that, well, anyone here will note that Sean used the Kevin Smith flirting technique, which is to rapidly move the eyebrows up and down.
He did. Yeah, he's got the hands in the pockets, too.
Sexy and hot. Earl, would you like
to
wager?
Roll a blunt and put his
head. I'm waiting for a chance to answer. Oh, can I answer? Okay.
You can answer.
I'm going to just take a massive shot in the dark and say the game.
Earl, that is incorrect. Sean, this is your opportunity to steal and get back in the game.
Can you repeat the question?
I can try. It's oddly worded, written by Adam.
Yes.
Fincher directed this film, which has the odd honor of originally getting a grade of D by Entertainment Weekly, only to later be ranked as the number one DVD on its list of the top 50 DVDs you need to own.
Fight Club.
That is correct. Welcome to a tie. Question four goes to Sean. This 2002 film was filled with completely random cast, including Forrest Whitaker, Dwight Yoakam, and Jared Leto, or Leto.
Panic Room?
That is correct. Let's recap the score. It is 2-1, with Tenacious 3 being tenacious. Earl, this is your chance to tie it up.
If you can find the question.
Okay. David Fincher directed two music videos for Madonna. Name one of them.
Ooh. Earl is a Madonna fan.
Earl loves it.
I love Madonna.
Especially the Madonna with the big black orange cone bra.
Wow. Both contestants displaying arms crossed.
They're twinning each other right now. That's not
extremely
a sexual
focused
technique.
Both with plaid on. Extremely focused. This is a contest for the ages.
Flannel shirt versus cowboy shirt.
Yeehaw!
Earl, could you please submit an answer?
Out of 3x5
index
card.
I can't remember what it's called.
There's two videos. She's done many in her career.
Oh, I know.
But only two directed by David Fincher.
I know.
Director of Alien 3.
That'd be early alert. And Flight Crew. See, not only is this fun, it's also educational.
It is. We're teaching people.
I'm a little nervous right now, Adam. I mean, this could go either way.
I see the sweat.
I've been drinking beer, so I'm pretty
flop
calm.
Sweat. Earl, please.
I'm gonna say it's that video.
You've got to get
that video.
I'm going to tell you now with an answer like that, you're not going to get it.
You know what? Then I'm going to say Like a Virgin.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Interesting situation, Sean. If you get this correct, you will win the category and eliminate Earl from the game.
Justify My Love.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
No, I was actually talking to you.
I can't.
He was looking for validation.
You lose a half a point for that.
I would like to point out that you almost gave the answer away.
Did I?
With your hint of the big black cones, because that's Vogue.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, well, I'm a big Madonna
The two
fan,
videos are Express Yourself and Vogue. To be fair, I don't think anybody in this room would have got that answer.
Wow. It's tough.
See, one. I would have. Two. And Jared also. He runs the website.
Let me break this down for you, teams. Tenacious 3, if you get this answer correct, you still win the category. If you don't, Earl, you must get this answer correct to force a tiebreaker. Sean, considered by some to be an updating of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, this movie features a Michael Douglas... That's what you had written.
Wow.
This movie featured Michael, Michael Douglas waking up in a coffin in Mexico.
I know Sean did not laugh at all at that faux pas. He's very, very
stoic,
concentrated. He's trying to win.
I believe that was
shot is up.
The game.
Sean?
The nail biter.
Welcome to round four. Tenacious 3 wins this category. Earl, I'm sorry you've been eliminated from the game. Thank you very much, Earl. Thank God Tenacious 3 pulls through because we're in a half an hour, guys.
Just trying to stretch this out a bit.
Okay, that means we move on to round four. The score is Tenacious 3 with one team. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun down to two. Tenacious 3, one team member. Thank you. Applause always works better. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. You've got two team members. Sean, if you lose this, your team will be eliminated from the game, and Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun will move on to the championship round.
No pressure.
I'm going to give the next topic, next category, if you will. Celebrity shrill. Shill. Celebs in commercials. Famous celebrities in television commercials.
Shane, while the team decides, what's the prize that we're awarding for the championship round? $50,000, right?
$50,000. So you'd be very disappointed if you lose.
On behalf of? Who's our sponsor for that?
Corona Beers.
Okay.
FullTiltPoker.com.
PartyPoker.net.
Yeah.
Meat, cheese, bacon, bun, please introduce yourself.
I'm Karen.
Karen. And Sean, still up here, hanging tough, hoping to knock out each team member one at a time.
Much like a new kid.
Tenacious 3, you get to start. Round 4, I'll read the question. Britney Spears, MC Hammer, and Michael Jackson all appeared in commercials for this soda pop.
Pepsi.
Pepsi is correct. Karen, your first question of the game. Rock band U2 premiered its song Vertigo in an ad for this product. I love watching John. It's like he's got a migraine back there.
I have no idea.
No idea. Karen passing up her opportunity. Sean, this is your chance to jump into an early lead.
The iPod?
That is correct. The score is 2-0. Tenacious 3, you will get question number 3. Japanese credit card company Orico imported this Titanic star for its commercial.
Kate Winslet.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Karen, this is your opportunity to steal.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is correct.
I would have said Billy Zane.
No one wants Billy Zane nearly.
I know.
Question 4 for meat, cheese, bacon, bun. Slutty Paris Hilton was featured soaping up a Bentley in a controversial ad campaign for this hamburger chain.
Hardee's.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Sean, your chance to steal.
I'm kind of torn on a couple different ones.
Pick the right one. Just a hint.
I thought it was Hardee's, but is it Carl's Jr.?
That is correct. Karen, very close. Carl's and Hardee's are associated with each other, but I do not believe we can accept Hardee's as the...
Tough question, not being a regional one.
I was going to say, I happened to be in California when that
commercial
premiered.
Look at that.
Wow, so Mr. World Traveler.
Just happened to be. It was for a reason.
I'm sure it
was.
It
all led to
it
this
It wasn't
day.
About the hemp Check being grown out. In the National Forest. Right?
Let me break this down for you, teams. Tenacious 3 is up 3-1. You will get the next question, Sean. If you get it correct, you will eliminate Karen from the game and move on to the final round. If Sean gets it incorrect, Karen, you have an opportunity to steal and stay in the game. Let's move on to question 5. Superman teamed up with this sitcom star in an ad for American Express.
Jerry Seinfeld.
That is correct. Karen, you've been eliminated from the game. Thank you very much for playing. In a strange twist of fate, Tenacious 3 knocking out its opponents left and right. I think, Adam, we move on to the final round, the final category.
Yes,
final
I'd like
two players.
Sean's teammates completely useless. Yes. I don't know why they even showed
Sean
up.
Sean has a flair for the dramatic. That's what I'll say.
I just brought my fans. That's what it is.
So let me announce the final category for tonight. The category is the Nintendo Entertainment System.
It's nice of you guys to let us use all 5. Yep. It's like almost like it was planned.
Yeah. We thought we were going to get out early.
Meat, cheese, bacon, bun is sent up there, representative John.
Hello.
And as you all you listeners are familiar with Sean, he's been up here for about a half an hour now, doing what his other team members could not do.
Leaving bloody corpses in his wake.
All is not lost. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. You will start this round with the number one question. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Are you nervous a little bit?
Extremely.
The fate of your team is on your shoulders.
You should be. John, how many controllers did the original Nintendo Entertainment System come with when it first was released?
One.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sean, your chance to jump out to an early lead with a steal.
Okay, question about this question. Does the Nintendo Zapper gun count?
Adam?
No, this is the control deck.
Just the control. Two.
That is correct. An
that's
early
good question,
steal?
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if Sean can continue his dominance against Michi's bacon bun. The original Nintendo Entertainment System was launched in the U.S. on October 18th of this year. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. John, this is your opportunity to steal and...
Repeat the question.
No manners. The original Nintendo Entertainment System was launched in the U.S. on October 18th of this year.
We're looking for the year, correct?
We're looking for the year.
The NES.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Commonly known as the NES.
The year.
Do we need all four digits?
Please, Shane, is it 1985?
Meat, cheese, bacon, bun? That is correct.
Man, I was so
pressing
poor.
Off the wrong thing. So we are tied 1-1.
I was so poor we couldn't afford one until 88 or 89.
Me too.
That's when it premiered for you guys.
On my black and white TV.
Let's move on to question 3. Are you ready, John?
Yes. Please.
In Super Mario Bros. 2, what was the princess's special ability?
She could float.
That is correct. We will also accept long jumping.
I thought that was Luigi did the
long jumping. No, he was
the
pole vaulter.
High jumping.
He was
high
pole vaulter.
And his legs would go like this.
Wait, who did the hammer throw?
That would be Toad.
Oh, right.
He could pick up stuff the fastest.
Let's recap the score at 3 questions. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun is leading 2-1. You must answer this question to stay competitive, Sean. This major motion picture was essentially a 100-minute long commercial for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Very dense. John pumping his fist.
John ready for the steel answer.
The Game Master?
Let me check my answers.
Whatever, you know it.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. John, your chance to steal. This will give you a 3-1 advantage.
Is it the Wizard?
The Whore Izzard?
The Whole Wizard?
The Wizard would be correct. Starring Fred Savage.
And co-starring the Power Glove.
Did Power Glove go on to make any
we
other
got
pictures?
Top billing over Fred Savage.
Question number 5, and with the correct answer, John, you can push Meat, Cheese, Bacon on into the championship round of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture Trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is your first opponent in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Tough one.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Right.
Possibly a boxing game.
Or a rape fantasy.
It's actually... Wow. I was going to say it's a game about a voting booth, but yours actually wins.
Yes.
Contest of fake games.
And it's so relevant. It's great.
It always trumps.
Wow.
You don't get that kind of comedy in the VH1 version of
the
show.
No. Oh, that's all edited out, probably.
I haven't played it in years, so I can't answer. I don't know.
Okay, Sean, he's passing it on to you. Let me inform you that this is question number 5, and you must get this correct to go on to the next question. If you don't, you will be eliminated from the game.
And get beat up and thrown out the door.
And get beat up. Although I think you could probably take John in a fight. Would you like me to repeat the question for drama?
Sure, why not?
Who was the first opponent, or your first opponent, in the NES game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
I haven't played for a while, but I'm going to take a stab at this.
Please,
Glass do. Joe?
That is correct.
Oh, it's going down to the wire.
That's wrong. This is last question. Sean, if you get this correct, we'll be forced to go into a tiebreaker, which I really would like to go into, so please get it correct. I mean, I have no opinion on who should win. If you get it incorrect, John is not forced to answer it, and they will go on to the next round. Or the next game, not the next round. Are you ready? I'll take that as a yes.
I'll just nod.
In the game... A Boy and His Blob, Trouble in Blobalonia. What candy do you feed to your blob to make him change shapes?
Wow.
Is this even a real game?
Yes.
John is excited, so take a stab at a candy.
I never played this game.
Adam wrote these questions. So if you have any problems.
Hey, I also wrote the David Fincher one, which kept you guys in the game.
So. There you go.
And knocked Earl out, so. If there were a rivalry going.
Is it like a brand name of candy, or is it a type of candy? Like a type of...
It's a type of
I would
candy.
Say a type of candy. We can give you that. That's how the question is worded, Earl. A candy.
Is it taffy?
It's not taffy, I'm sorry.
No.
Tenacious 3, you've been eliminated from the game.
It's jelly beans, for what it's
jelly beans. Jelly beans.
Which technically I think is also a brand of jelly, right?
So we screwed them up. So we have to go to a tiebreaker, is what you're saying? No, 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 no. Team Tenacious 3, Sean, Jeff, Aaron,
yeah.
You're out. This means that John, Karen, and Earl must be back for the championship round. I believe we'll be doing that in the month. So keep your calendars open. Very exciting. They're shaking hands.
I would like to point out, not that anything nefarious was going on, Shane, but you did keep the answers right in front of you, and upside down, but in front of the contestants.
No, they weren't looking.
Well,
they weren't.
I would have.
I can't read anyway.
They can't read.
That's a good point.
Illiterate.
You know what? And I was looking at your sheet the whole time, your checkoff sheet. I didn't even realize the answer
was
right next to it.
I was too. I was watching
when he's scribbling.
Wow. So I think that ends our first. I just said so. Son of a bitch, Jared.
Good job, everyone.
Good job, everybody. Congratulations. You can stick around for the last part of the show. They're all good sports here in this world of scope.
World of scope.
Yes, we have the entire world of mouthwash products here.
So let's kick this off to a break. We'll be back in a minute with Scope Sounds, followed by Under the Scope. Thank you, everybody. It's the Scope, episode 15.
This is the Oprah Winfrey Intellectual Moment of the Day.
And so how do you adjust to all of the different, I'm trying not to say strange penises.
That was the Oprah Winfrey Intellectual Moment of the Day. Oh, no, you didn't. It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
All the world loves a lover, and all the world should love the G-Wild and Wooden Mando. Charlie Bronson's got it figured out, right here on the Scope.
Watch yourself, Mando's coming downtown. You better watch yourself, Mando's coming downtown. All the world loves a lover. cut yourself. Johnny Brunton got it all figured out. You waste again in just a minute.
Return to the scope, just for the hell of it.
Under the scope. Hey, everybody. Third part of the show, Under the Scope.
Hi.
Everyone familiar with it knows that we cover news, we do a few reviews, and we cover what's coming soon. So let's start this off with Scope News. Adam will give us some news from the Scope News Desk. Adam, take it away.
I asked for the official one last time.
I have one, but I'm just making it up.
That's okay, very good. Nice.
Or if we get like the MTV News kind of thing.
Scope News.
Okay.
You hear it first.
So like all three of these are really
maybe
short,
not.
So that's good. So the first one is Kotaku, the Japanese video game magazine, is reporting that the PlayStation 3 U.S. launch might not be November 17th, like they have originally said.
Does that have anything to do with weather? Because I know that delays the shuttle launch sometimes.
Very nice.
They are actually dropping them from low orbit, so that might make sense.
To refresh people's memories, 400,000 units on launch day. That's their expected number. Yes. Not a lot.
And they're selling for what, $1,500?
$12,000, Karen.
Wow. Roughly.
That's the price.
Not including the bundle that you're required to buy.
Is Earl's mic on, Jared?
It's on, but okay. He just isn't. It,
no, it's not.
I don't hear him.
What'd you guys do?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but it's on.
All right.
It's on.
Is it on? Wait, is the switch on?
Yes.
No. Still.
There we go.
Still. No.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
We've muted.
We don't need
Earl,
you guys
apparently.
Anyway.
Okay, you're done.
Anyway, Jack Trenton, the Sony Computer Entertainment America co-chairman, was quoted as saying, "The honest answer is that that date's more of a target. Clearly, we've had production issues."
A target?
Target. That's what
really?
He says. I don't
Boy.
Know. Hey.
I say
I'm just
trouble.
Reading what he said.
Okay.
So that's it for that. So good. That, by the way, continues. I think that's four shows in a row now where we've had bad Sony news. Yes.
Sean, Jeff, Aaron, do any of you play video games? Does your mic work? Let's try this out. Lean into it, Jeff.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for that. That was
like
compelling.
Like, you know,
compelling
like,
radio right there.
It's like my wife is here, except he's not insulting me.
Does anyone else have one syllable to contribute to the conversation?
Well.
Poor John. Wow. John, you'll have to sit on Aaron's lap.
Aaron,
do
you care to ante it up to two syllables?
No, I'm good.
Well, that was three, but thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Second story.
We should have kicked him out after the game.
Well, now we know. Now we know for future.
One of the lowest rated cable networks. There we go. G4 Tech TV is apparently being pulled off the air early 2007.
Oh.
I mean, Earl, you want to sit on the ground over there?
Yeah.
I mean, this is good insight.
Okay, we're going to just kind of fill while Jared moves around and talks.
I can't hear him. So.
I don't care.
I'm sure that, I think they broke it, that's all. Oh, there we go.
Oh, we're getting something.
It's just loose in the back.
All right.
We've
the cord's all good.
We've connected again.
Excellent.
I will use different mics.
They quit showing video game stuff.
I got rid of Starcade, man.
Yeah, Starcade. That's what
Jeff Edwards.
Well, they also got rid of all the good tech TV programming, too. So,
hey,
that's because they teamed up with that other crap.
Morgan Webb's still on there. So
okay,
they have,
what's
going to
become
going
of the network, Adam?
It's going away.
I thought I thought E was taking it over and changing it.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Ian
they can change
Chief,
it again. Woo!
What's his name? Yeah, Ian Style Chief Ted Harbert was quoted as saying, "I do agree with the vision of going after young men more than just going after gaming." So
in a sexual
young
way.
Men, huh?
Right?
Can you repeat that, please?
That's actually what
that.
You know. I've been to Ted's home in the Hamptons. Young men everywhere. It's crazy.
He also said young gaming men. Has been demonstrated as being too narrow. So,
by the way, Adam, I actually read this today.
Yeah,
that they're going to have a new show on there called the World of Warcraft Moment with Ryan Seacrest. So you
excellent.
Could tune in.
Wow, I don't have a little thing to play right now.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was nice. It's a good one. You good. Want this? Is that what you're looking for?
That's all I was looking
for.
There
we go.
It's like a dog biscuit for you.
Completely ad-libbed right there, everybody. That is comedy coming from my
I'd like
head
to point out that
that's
phone. Anytime
is wrong, I never want to be right.
Anytime Shane makes a joke, he needs to make everyone aware of said joke. And that's not
it's
good.
It's genius.
Yes. That was a joke, too.
Moving
so
on.
I guess I'm now just as bad as Shane. Last story is...
Wait, is that the brakes I hear being put on the show?
Yeah. Oh, dropping my wallet.
I have no... Oh, I do have things to throw. Okay.
you really have it out for me, don't you?
No, not you.
Oh.
We have targets in front of me now.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It's easier. I'm losing them now by threatening
come on.
Physical violence. Okay, so the last story is Universal Pictures of 20th Century Fox are pulling out of the Halo film project.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Why is that?
That is what they said. Well, apparently the budget's reaching somewhere upwards of $200 million.
Wow, so one PS3.
Yeah, right.
That was good.
So apparently Microsoft is going to finance it by itself, and Peter Jackson, who has been on board as a producer the whole time, is being rumored now to be a director.
Will Microsoft have to slash any jobs to pay for it? Or is that one day's profits?
Yes.
Yes is a question. I like it.
I've read that they're going to release the film incomplete, and the film will break all the time, and they will eventually release updated versions.
I get it.
Of
that's
that
like Halo 2 did.
Exactly.
Is that what you want?
You like yeah, that. I'm trying. Earl's really bringing me down
you're
today.
Tired.
Sorry, man. You want me to sing a happy song?
Yeah, please. I would love to hear you sing
can
a happy
you sing,
song.
Can you sing Don't Bring Me Down?
Don't bring me down.
All right, that's not.
Don't bring me down.
Sing it in the cave, Earl.
I like that.
I'm trying to make him sexy. That's good.
That's Don't Let Me Down.
There's Don't Let Me Down.
Wow.
No, I'm asking for Don't Bring Me Down, though.
I just did it.
Don't bring me down.
Yo, yeah. Catch
who
up.
Sings that?
I was thinking about goats.
EMO? No, not EMO.
ELO.
Lionel Richie?
ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Very nice.
I'm pretty sure that was before I was born, so I should get...
Is there any more...
You act like time never existed before you were born.
It didn't to me. Yes, that's it. No more news. We're done. Thank you. Thank God.
So that must mean we go on to our random review of the week. Is that correct?
Well, we're going to go on to the section at large, and it starts up like this.
Okay. And then we go to the random review of the week.
It's awesome.
So this week we are reviewing the television show... Law and Order SVU. What does that stand for?
It's like
for?
You're not participating in any episode prior to this. It's like time didn't begin until this show.
That's Special Victims Unit.
I'm going to use that joke again and again.
For all of you that listened last show, not last week, we did our random review, and this is what came up. And so we all had to watch a episode of this. And we're going to review it for you right now. First of all, though, Scope scores, if you all are familiar with this, it's our scale ranges from 0 stars to 4 stars, 0 being crap, 4 being great. And usually our scores fall somewhere in the middle. That's my imitation of Mark Summers, by the way. Give me a little Mark Summers from Unwrapped. I've watched it all day today.
Holy smoke.
Go ahead, Earl. Quick.
Is it Earl that
we're
going to
find out that cotton candy, not made of cotton, but at a factory. Let's go.
That was all right.
Okay, I remember.
That's why he gets the polite applause.
I remember before we started doing the show,
yeah.
You told me that you had a friend that could do the best Mark Summers impression.
Whoa. Whoa. I'd like to clarify this, because okay. I know you hate me already.
No,
maybe,
no, no.
Maybe
no.
I can get away a light
no,
into this.
No,
no, I'm just teasing. But I went. Shane has turned his cable channel to that Food Network and glued it. So nobody can change
so
the channel.
So I like how he attacks me.
And I was
me.
Over at your place.
What does this have to do with Shane?
Nothing to do with me.
I didn't attack you. I was just leaving the face. Attack
well,
him.
My imitation's terrible, but that bastard watches Paul Dean all day long.
If you want to play it back, we can find it. Anyway. I was over at his place. We were just hanging out, and the Food Network's on, and they had some kind of Unwrapped marathon.
I
by the end of it, it was so
right
in my
now.
Head for two
10
days
seconds.
Straight,
yeah,
I could be Mark it? Summers, and I was, you know, sliming people and everything.
Yeah.
But
no, it is. It's
I
a good impression, Earl. I'm not saying
like,
it's not a good impression.
No,
I can't do one
no,
at all.
I know. I'm just
keep
like,
attacking
you know,
me, Earl.
I, for like 2-3, you are paranoid.
You got 10 seconds. Go.
Anyways,
you have to finish it. to finish insulting.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Yeah, this bastard just, you know, he put a Mark Summers voice box on me, and I thought I was going to...
Time's up.
Mark
I'm sorry.
Summers.
Turn
oh,
off
crap.
His mic. Next time you come in the show, we need a Mark Summers imitation, Earl. You can do better.
Well, then I'll come
it's
on
usually
over.
Like,
you can
we'll
show
find
me
out how candy corn has turned from a tasty treat
into a national tradition.
Anyway, to end my story, all I was going to say is, and then Shane did an impression of Earl doing an impression, and I thought that it was the best Mark Summers impression I've ever heard of.
So. Oh, thank you,
wow.
Man. You're wrap your, I like your shirt, too.
Wrap your head around thanks. That. Special Victims Unit.
I like
we're
that shirt.
I thought we were going to get this done in 30 minutes, and that's not happening.
We got 20 minutes left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stretch it out. Read it, Adam.
So I'm going to start this now, right?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. So in this episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Stabler and new SVU detective Beck enter the crime scene to discover something gruesome.
Gabrielle Trevino and her daughter Eladia, raped and tortured side by side. You ever hear anything this freaking sick?
What is that, packing tape?
Wrapped tight, no way to breathe. He just looked at her face while she suffocated.
Oh,
I forgot that this is the most depressing review ever.
I know.
NBC actually did like the commercials for this as a very special
why?
Law and Order. You're like, on a very special.
Oh, yeah, because I'll say why in a second.
On a heartfelt episode of Law and Order. Thank you.
Right.
Wow.
So Stabler,
bomb. Total bomb on that one.
Stabler wait, does that mean that it's going to run with no music on the ending credits because it's a very special episode?
Yeah, so it just fades to black.
Okay, thank you.
Continue cool. reading it.
Stabler and Beck take in a homeless man who turns out to be Munch's uncle, Andrew, who's played by Jerry Lewis.
Aye.
Yes. Initially, he's their main suspect until they find their way into it, until they find a new suspect. Unfortunately, when the only evidence against the new suspect, Brent Allen Banks, is thrown out in court due to Andrew, he goes too far after being discovered to have a mental illness and...
Blah, 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 blah.
Right. That appears to be three sentences.
I don't know what's going on.
But anyway, all the evidence from the guy is thrown out, and then this happens.
Your Honor, may I address the court?
Uncle Andrew, sit down.
This so-called attorney is telling outright lies. But you can see that, can't you?
Sir, you need to be quiet.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. This man is not well.
I hope you're not stupid enough to fall for this. She's trying to trick you. She's trying to cloud the issue.
Court officers.
What is wrong with you? Why are you trying to set this monster free?
Can we get some Tom Cruise on, too?
Please.
Retribution is coming, buddy. I know a detective with big plans for you.
Get him out of here before I throw him in jail.
You can't bar me from these proceedings.
Yes.
Jerry Lewis always makes him laugh.
I gotta try to make it a little lighter because it's so
for
depressing.
For all of you out there who do not have special powers, Earl is raising his hand. Earl, go ahead.
How much money did Jerry Lewis raise on this episode? Man, you gotta be able to get that one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we get it.
Oh, you got it.
Following that, Andrew takes matters into his own hands.
We'll listen to Earl take a fantastic joke and turn it into something crappy.
Anyway, some stuff happens, and that was it. Law & Order SVU is on NBC Tuesday nights.
So it is.
So who wants to start this mess out?
I will.
Go ahead. Awesome.
Jerry Lewis was actually not the worst actor on this episode, which amazed me. It was the new detective, who I haven't watched any of it this season, but
crazy angry Latino who
right.
apparently is never ever
Latino.
Right?
Yeah, she's Latino.
She didn't look Latino to me.
No,
Maria
it's
Alonso.
No,
yeah, not, she was.
Not,
it was played, she was played by Charo.
Coochie coochie, we're going to get this.
And then she turned Southern.
That's all I can do. Is yeah. Coochie,
anyway, she was a pretty terrible actress. She's I guess temporarily taking over for Mariska Heskerdy or whatever her name
she'll
is.
She'll be back.
Olivia Benson, who is out because she's pregnant right now and her dad died.
Is he still talking?
So maybe she's taking time off of the show for that too.
You could have just said pregnant.
Well, we don't. Maybe it's both reasons.
She was
personal
on the Spanish
reasons.
Quantum Leap.
I don't know what that
no.
means. So, Adam.
Anyway, yeah, it's just I used to watch SVU all the time, but it's the same thing that it always is, so I just wasn't into it.
Okay. Jared? Karen.
Were there dead hookers in this episode?
No. No.
See,
but
that's
there,
why it was
there was
very
a dead
special.
Raped yeah. child, though.
And
so
the,
that's...
Yeah. And the girl, the woman that died, her landlord kind of made her seem like she could have been a hooker.
Well, no, really he was. Made it out to
yeah,
be
yeah, he made
he,
it.
He
so there was the
her
implication.
Right.
Jared.
Yes.
Say something.
What do you want me to say? I mean, this show has been on for a couple of years now, and I guess I can understand why people like it. It's like an open and shut case every week. You don't have to stick around and really know the characters. I didn't know any of the characters, and I was able to follow the show just fine. But I mean, it's well acted. I guess it's, I don't know if it's well written. I mean, it seems like they kind of drop a lot of things to be convenient for the show. But mm-hmm. It was entertaining, but I don't see myself coming back to it ever.
Is Sam Waterston in this one?
No. This is the one with Munch, who's, what's his name?
Richard Belzer.
Richard Belzer, yes.
The Bells.
Who I was once told I look like, which is probably the biggest insult ever. Is your mic off now?
No. Ice-T, yes.
And Ice-T, yes. He's not in this episode.
Lean in, Tenacious.
He had one shot.
Cheer up.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah. He called someone a bitch, I think.
Yeah.
Do I get to talk now?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with what Jared said. I do have one statement, though. I think it would be a better show if Mark Summers was in that show. And Earl, what would one of his lines be if he was in this show, please?
Looks like someone trying to get away with a crime. And an American tradition.
And an American tradition. Wow.
Actually, could you name a show where Mark Summers would not improve it? Because I dare you to find one.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah. Dateline NBC to catch an internet predator.
He'd be much better than Chris. What's his name?
Chris Hansen.
Right.
NBC.
Can you imagine him reading that?
Mark Summers is hosting the Dateline to Catch a Predator. How would he frame it?
Hang on. Say that again.
Mark Summers would be hosting the NBC Dateline show where, you know, to catch an internet predator. So how would he frame that? Go ahead.
Using the internet, not just for fun, but for molesting children.
Wow.
That was a little Casey Kasem.
Who wasn't here the Spanish Guano?
I'm sorry. I keep thinking of Casey Kasem swearing. God damn it. That's on at this time of night. I gotta come up from an upper and a downer with a dead dog. God damn it.
It's like a hillbillies.
Score?
Yeehaw!
Okay, let's give this a score and keep the show going.
Quantum! Senior Quantum!
I don't know what that means.
That's the quantum leap in Espanol.
Okay, scope score. Scope score.
It's not working.
Uh-oh.
It's not working.
It
and
earlier.
The score isn't working.
Okay, just someone do his voice.
What? I don't know why it's not working.
The scope score is 1.5 stars. So we didn't like it very much.
Wow, that's really
that
weird.
That happened before when you played it early. Excellent.
I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, I got no music.
Do
it's
we have,
great.
Do we have any sounds? Can we do the scope or do the random review for this week, or is that going to be tough to do right now?
I think I can play that.
Okay, let's see if we can get this going. We'll pick another show for next week. Next show.
Hope and faith.
Hope and faith. Even though it's not on, we want to watch it.
It's still in the system,
music, Earl.
Here we go.
The scope.
Here we go. We're back up.
1.5 star.
One thing: do any of you six people watch this show on any regular basis? Ever seen it?
Hope and faith or
SVU? Everyone watches Hope and Faith.
Yes, I do.
Do you watch a lot of television, wow. Sean?
Yes, I do.
Do you like Jericho?
Never watched it.
Okay. There we go.
I watched just it. Wondering. Cause
did you give up on it this week?
No, I'm going to stick with
okay,
it.
Okay, so. Me too. I'm caught up.
Okay.
Smallville almost got better, but then failed.
It does it within right. the episode.
Right. Jared, give us another show. Maybe it might be Smallville.
Heroes. What?
For a random review.
Can we'll play the song
we did
first.
That last
oh, play the song.
Get ready for the random review of the week. It could be appalling. It could be incredible. But it's always unpredictable. Woo! The random review of the week.
I hope for wrestling.
I'm going to spin the wheel, and here we go.
I
want to
see K-Fed.
Right.
What's going to be? Any
I
bets?
Don't know.
It's the 5 cents.
Well, there's seven Law and Orders in CSIs, so that's where my money
the new
is.
New Knight Rider.
Jared.
Shane's favorite show. 2.5 Men, CBS.
Oh, no!
Monday, 8 p.m. Central.
Very high rated.
America's number one comedy, Aaron.
Highest paid actor on television.
America can't sitcom. Be wrong.
Aaron, good show or great show?
Well,
2.5 Men.
Enjoys it, so...
Mom enjoys it.
She does.
Did she also like Becker when that was on?
Oh, probably.
Wow.
Probably.
She liked Ted Danson when he was
did she like designing women?
Because my folks love that.
I don't think she's that.
Designing women, not a strong male character, because what's his name? Not strong at all.
Meshach
Taylor. Meshach.
Yeah.
So.
A little unstrong.
I just said so to transition.
Anyways.
Random review. You'll hear it 2 weeks. It'll be exciting. Now let's go on to some coming soon business. Techno-type music. Run through it. Run through
it's
it,
part of the show where I sit back and don't have anything to do.
Adam, 2 minutes to finish this.
Why?
And
we have lots of time.
Go.
Okay. Music on October 24th. That's, next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
John Legend. I don't know. My Chemical Romance.
One of
Romance,
Oprah's favorites.
So there's emo band. And The Walkmen. The Pussycat starring The Walkmen.
What do you think of that, Sean? John Legend.
That's Jeff's area.
Okay, Jeff.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Big R&B guy?
Yeah.
I don't.
He came on stage at the last Apple thing and played music. Mm-hmm. That's the only Apple place I've ever seen him before.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, keep it moving.
No emo fans?
No.
No. Right.
No.
The Deftones, so I'm not sure why that's on the list here.
It's her territory.
Hey, we got Deftones.
Deftones, are you excited?
I am.
Will you be lining up and leaning into the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to line up at Target, but...
Oh, I would totally line up. Say, I'm here for the Deftones, baby. Nice khakis.
You've got a sale on Northern bathroom tissue.
Next.
And the Who. Is that...
Who?
Aren't they all dead?
Shouldn't that be the Why?
Couple of oh, the Why.
Pete Townsend quit this one?
The When.
And no, Pete Townsend quit the band.
Nope.
I think Pete Townsend is actually on the NBC Dateline to catch an unprecedented.
It's just research.
This guy's research.
Good. This guy's good. Film.
Film, yes. Two big openings. Next Tuesday. Wait, no.
That's what she said.
What was this, yesterday? I thought this came out...
I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, next Friday, Saw 3. I've seen Saw 1 and 2, and they're the best 7 clones.
I saw 0.
Okay. I'm not saying it's good. They're the best 7 clones, though. You know, clones of the movie 7.
Yeah. Directed by David Fincher.
They're not direct. Well, that, yes, that one was.
November 3rd.
And then...
November, holy cow.
November 3rd.
We're getting old.
Borat comes out.
So Borat. Everyone go see it.
Everyone should go see that.
What else?
That's it?
No.
Oh, no.
Have you run out of page?
Flushed Away.
Yes.
Like the show?
I've never heard of that one.
Another CG.
Yeah. Yes.
Done in the style of Wallace and Gromit.
CG.
But it looked like
start with
Wallace
the rats.
Yep.
The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Earl,
wow.
You're looking forward to that? You've always wanted to know how Santa Claus...
I do wonder how he escapes.
Merges with the Ewoks.
I like the first one. I'll admit it. It was
me
a
too.
Good fun
what about
film.
The second
if
one?
I
me too, Earl.
I'd say, watch this. I'm going somewhere.
And this one has Martin Short.
I know.
It's Jack Frost. Yes.
And he looks... Actually, he
I'm not
like
happy
he
at all.
Jack Frost, you know, but I'm not supposed to admit this because we're all cool here.
And I guarantee you he will do that dance.
Earl?
Somewhere in the
I
movie.
Like Earl. I liked 1 and 2, Earl.
Me too. Let's all have right. a let's have a
we should have a marathon.
Let's take the day off, out. Watch the 2, and then head right to the theater and catch 3.
Yes.
No, you're Jewish though.
Uh huh.
I mean, doesn't that get in the way of?
I'm not. I'm the worst
the
Jew ever though. So.
You know it's funny.
Sorry, that sound's been reassigned to a game show sound. Okay. I can't play it.
I tried to sell a Christmas record to a guy once, and he's like, "Well, I'm Jewish." I go, "Is it going to burn your ears or something?" I mean, everybody can listen to anything.
Also, just so you know, and I hate to break it to you, Santa Claus not real. So
what?
Sorry. Yes,
you Jews what? Always ruining everything.
But Tim
DVDs,
Allen, totally real.
Go,
Tim Allen, hear, very real. Yes,
I hear Santa Claus 4. He fights Hanukkah Harry.
I have no comeback to that. That's because okay. That's a good one. Yes, good job, Earl.
Thank you.
What's on DVD?
You Adam? Win.
In 1 minute or less.
If you could come up with a hero for Rosh Hashanah, then I will never say anything bad about you again. DVD on Tuesday, October 24th, Nacho Libre. Adam's Family, I guess the TV show?
Yes.
And Volume 1. And Monster House. Which one was that?
That's the animated movie. Anime. Very well reviewed. Right. Oh, not a lot of people saw it.
No.
The 30th, Mission Impossible 3. All right. Baywatch Season 1.
Oh, John, yeah. Baywatch Season 1.
I'm not paying attention.
And finally.
And on the 31st, because it's Halloween, you get it? The Ghost Whisperer, first season. Because ghosts and Halloween.
So they tie it together.
It's the good old live action. Is it the live action Ghostbusters or the...
No, the Ghost Whisperer. The Ghost Whisperer. With what's her name?
Who are you going to call?
With what's her name and her boobs?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I like boobs.
All right.
Too hot to handle.
And with that, I
too
think
cold
we'll,
to hold.
We'll jot that down.
They call the Ghostbusters.
They're
and
all
in control.
Boobs.
Thank you.
Jared, please play some sounds and get us out of this.
Under the scope.
See, normally we go into the normal D block and we read comments and have a good time and then go home.
But
we've got something else, folks. Everyone's been waiting. Well, some people have been waiting. We're finally going to reveal
Don't
the winner of the Scope 2006 number one fan contest. That's
people
right.
People are talking.
Not a contest, a competition.
Exactly, yeah. Competition. There we go. Let's see. You guys can applaud it.
Jared, would you be a sweetheart and read the winning letter?
I will, but first I'd like to thank everyone who wrote in. We were swamped.
Yeah.
This is why it took so long for us to decide a winner, because there was such a deluge of interest.
Yeah. And Adam just kept forgetting to send the email.
And today's opposite day.
Yes.
Anyway, so here is the winning. Everyone, please hold your applause till the very end. being the Scope Show number one fan of all time would be a great honor. I would wear the title as proudly as if I were wearing a ABBA stagehand jacket back in 1976.
Four out of ten on that joke.
I would also be the ambassador of goodwill for the Scope Show. I would spread the show's gospel as far as the eye can see. Treating the Scope like a religious experience is probably the right approach.
Probably.
Scribbling the Scope Show on a restroom walls and every truck stop in Denny's from here to Milwaukee. I think you can, well, I might argue this point. I think you should go a little further. At least go to Green Bay. You can also count on me to not drag the Scope Show's good name through the mud. I would never mention the Scope Show when confronted by Chris Hansen on NBC Dateline to Catch a Predator.
Boy, second callback.
Third, actually.
Third.
I would also like to produce Scope Show, the movie, and action figures to accompany said films. The script so far involves lots of explosions and car chases. I'm still working on the rest of it. Who will play Shane? That's a question. A young Ben Stiller?
Brad Pitt.
Wow. Thanks for considering me for the role of Scope Show's number one fan. I would be truly touched if you select me. But if you decide to go elsewhere, I won't be hurt either. I kind of get a kick out of saying that I'm number two. It makes me giggle. Makes us all giggle. With us to accept this award is Sean. Sean?
Give him some music.
Please say a few words.
I don't even know what to say. I was just kind of shocked that you guys would pick me. I'm going to cry, actually.
Well, you are the only one here, so that helps.
And I was going to be really hurt if you guys didn't pick
honestly,
me.
Honestly, the other entries were very good. It was a tough decision to be made by me. And I literally spent 45 seconds on it.
All right.
And No, seriously, though, everyone who wrote in, thank you very much. It was touching.
I'm slightly concerned about your number of references to NBC and catching child predators.
You know, it's really sad.
I don't know,
it's almost an overcompensation.
I think I just watched it the night before when I wrote that that email, and for some reason it just popped up.
Here's a question
I
have
on
for
TV
you.
Last night.
Have you seen the one where the guy dresses up like Swamp Thing? Because that's my
that's
favorite
the best.
One.
Yeah. Wow. In Florida, yeah, where he jumps off of the tree and
right.
tackles the people.
Sean, we have a little
Sean,
prize
Sean, here's
one.
Your certificate. It's a certificate. Here you go. Frame it. Nice paper. Knock yourself out.
I think it's his birthday, so what a
bow. And it's your birthday, Will.
Wow, look at that. We didn't put a bow on it, but...
this is like the greatest day of my life.
It's awesome.
And Sean, I think we should sing You're the Best Around.
And I won't say who the runner-up was, because if Sean is unable to fulfill his duties as Scope number one fan, we'll have to go to the runner-up. But we'll get to that should the need arise.
Sean, I have to ask you one serious question. What does your girlfriend think of this?
Well, don't tell my wife. I try and keep my Scope listening away from my wife.
Yes.
Are we offensive to women?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was trying, but
I just
want to
make sure that, you know, I keep those two things separate.
Does your wife speak English?
On occasion, but only swearing at me.
Fantastic.
She learns the important words first.
Exactly. Jared, I'm going to tell you we've got 2 minutes.
Really?
So, gun.
All right, here we go. We got a couple of comments this time. Al, everyone's fan. He's a part of the show, at least sometimes. He says, a very manly show this week, talking about last week's show. You started off with the Sports Center, or shall I call it Scope Center? Look at him with the pun.
That's a good one.
And talked war and Taliban. Okay, we get it. You guys must have picked up Shane's dad from the hardware store in your Hummer. To use Shane's lingo, the show was tight. The new streamlined nerd degree was fantastic, and the reviews were hit-the-post-esque. And most importantly, your show annually clocked in under the unofficial 80-minute time limit.
And that's it.
Keep up the good work, gang. You are my favorite podcast about nerds and pop culture.
Next.
Dale Palmersheim said...
That's my father.
Yep. Finally got to listen to the show. It was very good. Guests seemed to be happy to be on the show.
Yes, he was.
Apparently him. He says other guests, too. Would you guys agree?
Yes.
I guess not. Keep up the good work.
How do they contact us?
They contact us through smoke signals. We also accept telegrams. But the quickest way to get to us is email at comments@thescopeshow.com or visit the website at thescopeshow.com and comment on the blog, because that's what the kids do. You can also subscribe to us free in iTunes Music Store. I should also mention that this week's Scope Sounds comes from the G Wildens. They can be found at myspace.com/the G Wildens. And why would you want to go there? Why? Because the G Wildens have 2 shows coming up. Is it now the right time for the plugs? I'm putting them in there.
Good.
You can't
stop
me.
2 shows.
Coming up Tuesday, October 31st. That's Halloween night. 9:45. Club Underground in Minneapolis. It's a $5 cover. All the kids should be there. If not, then they'll probably be somewhere else cool. And also coming up Wednesday, November 8th at 10 o'clock, Whiskey Junction, no cover. So come on out. Say hi.
Please.
That's it, Shane.
That's it.
I'm going back to you.
Start playing the ending credits quickly.
Jeez. Demanding. Here we go.
Next episode, part 2 of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture Trivia. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. All 6 of you, Sean, Jeff, Aaron, Karen, John, Earl. Thank you. Episode 16 coming soon. 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. We'll see you next time.
What a jerk.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.